Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And a very good morning. I'm Lynette, talking with the doctors in the studio. And boy, we are full today. Dr. Samira Umat in the studio. Dr. Jerry Mixon is spring breaking with his family. So we have two doctors here in the studio as well. Dr. Ken Pentland joining us again this week. Thank you, Dr. Ken. Good morning. And we also have from Northwest Vision Institute, Dr. Michael Gilbert here. So today is the day. If you've got questions, Dr. Pentland will answer those leaky gut questions. The questions you have
about your gut leaking?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Or
we'll talk about that.
GI issues. And our newest thing that we've been doing at Longevity for a while, but it may be new to you. And whether you're a longevity patient or not, you can join us with IV therapy, something brand new that will help you. And Dr. Pentland, you have lots of information on that.
We've got some new developments there on that front.
Oh, good. We're going to talk about those and the differences and what they can do for you. And Dr. Gilbert here from Northwest Vision Institute, if you've got a question about your eyes or maybe symptoms, maybe a recent diagnosis, Dr. Gilbert is the one to ask. Maybe it's about getting RLE. Maybe you've got cataract surgery coming up and you're like, well, should I get those lenses replaced?
Are the fancy lenses worth it?
Yes, absolutely.
And the answer is yes.
And as I talk to people about that and asked them, the ones that didn't wish they would have. And the ones that did, like myself,
can
said,
you go back and change them?
It's so technically, yes, you can, but it's much more difficult. It's much higher risk to go in and change a lens than it is to choose the right one
the first time. Yeah.
I had a patient just yesterday who had the basic most lens in her first eye, and she was doing great. She said, can I please have the better lens in the second eye? I said, absolutely.
Ah, okay.
So they do work together.
Very good. And we're going to talk more about that in case you're facing that, or maybe you have cataracts having to make that decision. Maybe macular degeneration, glaucoma.
Glaucoma?
And Dr. Umat and guacamole. Yes. Yes, please. And those meibomian glands that cause dry eyes. We'll talk to Michael Gilbert about that, the doctor, and you can call in with your questions. And right now is the best time to call. The show just started. Phone lines are wide open and we can get to you right away. We don't want anybody to be missed. Here is that number to get through today. It's 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. Well, should we kick it off with the eye doctor? Let's focus on.
Here we go. Lynette.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Lynette.
I think Dr. Gilbert has heard all my eye puns over and over, and still he smiles, so that makes me happy. But let's talk about that RLE. Maybe that's a good thing to jump in with.
Sure. That is, you know, and I think partly it's because the awareness has increased because of a lot of advertising that's been done, but justifiably, it turns out I had my eye surgery done in my 50s.
So that was just a couple years ago.
Just a few years ago, and it didn't have a name at that time.
Ah,
why did I have it done in my 50s? Because I had severe dry eyes. Okay. My contact lenses were no longer comfortable. Lynette understands this.
I do.
Right?
Yes. Oh.
Right? And I was highly nearsighted, which got in the way of me doing all of my eye surgeries, working with microscopes, what have you.
Oh, I bet.
So I decided, I know the answer to this. It's called changing out the natural lens for a new lens that actually works with my eye. So instead of contact lenses, I had the implants put in that completely corrected my vision. Now, I have some glasses on today, but I don't need them. In fact, my patients don't think I wear glasses because I don't wear
them.
As you know,
I was in earlier this week and you didn't have them on.
But today I have my cool yellow tennis shoes and my cool yellow
bright
frame.
Fun.
So
yeah.
There's really not much prescription in these. But
the other day, one of my patients was wearing a frame, but she didn't have one of the lenses in.
I didn't even notice.
I knew it was fake. So refractive lens exchange is exactly that.
Okay.
Instead of treating a cataract, we take out the failing natural lens and put in a new lens that includes your prescription. And the reason that this has become increasingly available is because the implant technologies, historically the implants would fix one point in space and didn't include all of your prescription. Now we can include all of your prescription from your prescription contacts or glasses, and those implants can deliver a range of vision, distance, some distance, intermediate, and even near. And depending on the health of your eyes, there are some implants that give a very wide range of vision. And even patients who have some compromises in their vision can But we were able to use even one of the better technologies to give you some range of vision in spite of that. So,
and I love that this will be my vision for the rest of my life. I don't have to come in a year and you have to, you know, change the prescription and then another year and another year.
So you won't need glasses?
You know, I am getting some for driving at night just because of the glare, and I leave so early in the morning, but it's just slight. Just a slight thing for that. Yeah.
I would say the vast majority don't have glasses, but you might have some night driving glasses or, you know.
Yeah, I'll keep these in the car.
For
fashion
instance,
glasses.
I can get by without glasses all of the time. However, if I'm going to sit down and read a medical journal, I read faster, especially end of the day with fatigue, poor light. Mm. So, you know, I still have glasses, but. Mm. There's a difference between needing and
enough.
Right?
Okay.
Yes.
So it's pretty powerful. I have patients who come in all the time who say, you know, I used to, and just looking at their prescription, I know their story. They used to see everything, distance, intermediate, near, never needed glasses, and then they lost reading.
Uh-oh.
And then they lost computer.
Oh, boy.
And now they can't see distance.
Uh-oh.
And so the cool part of this is by changing out that natural lens that is slowly degenerating, getting worse every year, we put in the new lens. The new lens gives that full prescription. And once done, it should never need to be changed.
Yeah.
It's locked in for good.
And you can do it in your 50s. You don't have to wait.
Yeah.
Right.
I have done it as young. I had the youngest patient I did was 26.
What? Why?
26.
Yeah. Why?
And the reason is normally and so, you know, I think of RLE as being a technology that's ideal 50 and above.
Mm.
But there's an extremely small group who can't have LASIK because of the prescription. Highly farsighted, not nearsighted.
Mm. Okay.
Highly farsighted. So farsighted, there was no other technology.
Mm.
But by removing that lens, putting in a new lens, he'll have that stable vision the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't reckon that's not something that the average person is going to do. Mm-hmm. LASIK is a much more commonly favorable technology for that age group.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I did that many years ago.
Individual, it was the only technology that would help him.
Okay. This is good. I remember asking my husband because, of course, the cataract part of the surgery is covered by insurance. And then
if you
want a better lens to be able to see, you know, that was an investment. I talked to my husband. Didn't even get the information out. He goes, these are your eyes. Of course, you need to do this. Yeah, so no more
contacts. That's actually a common misunderstanding is that many patients, when they hear RLE advertised on the radio and they go to those places, they don't really fully disclose that if you have cataracts, that that part can be covered by insurance. Mm-hmm. The fellows who advertise oftentimes are only doing it for cash.
Ah.
And not actually offering the insurance coverage, because insurance will cover the medical part of that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it is partially covered.
Yeah. Mm. And if you're going, oh, I don't know, I can't even touch my eye or put contacts in, how on earth will I do an eye surgery? Yes, you can.
It's easy.
It's easy. And I would have been in that category of, you know, it took me forever to wear even contact lenses because I am not touching my eye. But you get to hear Dr. Gilbert's very calm voice as he explains what he's doing. And the staff, and you know, it's not painful at all. Not at all.
And it takes about 7 minutes.
Yeah. Right? It's weird, but it's not painful. It doesn't hurt. Yeah. So there you go.
So interesting.
So did I just give my do it speech?
You did.
Yes. Okay, you should.
And Lynette was fun because she kind of hummed music along.
Yes, I tried to entertain the staff. Of you know,
she does that.
Yeah, that's my nervous twig. Okay, I'm nervous. I'm scared. Let's be funny. Okay. All right. Well, that's the information on RLE. If you have any eye questions for Dr. Michael Gilbert, today is the day to call in on our show, 206-421-5757. You can also call in and talk about anything age-related, things going on in your world, maybe a recent diagnosis you don't understand, or maybe some things that we do at Longevity and you're wondering, can you help me here? What can I do? We get a lot of those questions. We would love to talk with you today. Again, the number is 206-421-5757. And we're going to take a break here in 1 minute. But we do have something coming up next month that's all about the heart. And Dr. Umat, you want to talk about that and give us the date?
Sure. May 9th, Heart Health at Longevity. And anybody who wants to know more about where they are with heart issues and cholesterol levels and fraction sizes and particle sizes and genetic markers, well, we're the place.
All right. And what all that means and how it affects your heart. We're going to talk about that. And we are going to be talking with Dr. Ken Pentland about some things going on at Longevity that can help you feel energized and healthier. And it can do even more than that. We're talking about the IV infusions and your gut health. Just a couple of the topics today on Leading Edge Medicine. Again, that number is 206-421-5757. We'll be right back. It's Leading Edge Medicine, and we're glad you're here. What a gorgeous day. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Lynette, here with Dr. Samira Umat, Dr. Jerry Mixon on spring break. So we have Dr. Ken Pentland back with us today. Thank you, Dr. Ken. So glad you're back in the studio with us. And we have Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute talking about the eyes. We're going to head to Seattle. Robert on the line. Good morning, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hello. Quick question for Dr. Pentland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through my Crohn's diagnosis adventure, mm-hmm. and I've been to a couple of gastroenterologists, and I was originally diagnosed with mild to moderate Crohn's disease, and on a second opinion, I asked him how severe it was. After reviewing my records, he said, well, I would rate it between 3 and 6. He suggests a biologic. I heard earlier today, on the other show, Pentland mentioned maybe a biologic if it's severe enough. I guess one of my questions is, the second opinion seemed to say, you don't want to wait because something might suddenly go bad. It may get worse. First of all, is that a real danger? And second, I've got some rapamycin. Is there any information on rapamycin and Crohn's or inflammation in the intestines?
Well, first of all, the second question, human research on rapamycin is lacking.
Yes.
So I don't have a decent answer for you on that one. For the first question, you said, is things may suddenly get worse a real concern? Yes, but you also, you know, it can be unpredictable if you're unfamiliar with what factors might be playing into it, right? And like I said with the previous question, there are certain factors that are common with GI conditions like that. They're not always related to food or gut bacteria. I should say they're not always caused by that, but they're oftentimes improved by improving those areas. So helping reduce inflammatory sources in the diet will usually improve the symptoms overall. But and that can help reduce the chances of things getting worse quickly. Does that make sense?
So given his stage, Dr. Pentland, should he think about doing biologics now or delaying them?
So about whether to go on biologics or not, you know, one of the big concerns is if you go on it and then you decide to go off of it, if you go back on it again, they may not work very well, right?
Oh.
So, you know, it's sometimes better to do other things first, like if you can get away with prednisone, you know, that's easier to go off than a biologic. And then, you know, in the meantime, I would work on reducing things that might be causing the inflammation in the diet or in the gut bacteria areas.
And what tests would you suggest I take if you were in my position?
Right. So I always start with a food sensitivity panel and a comprehensive stool analysis.
Okay. That'd be it? All right.
Yeah, you can get a lot of information from that. And then some diet modifications based on those results and a few supplements.
I'm modifying my diet a lot. But for last night's the first time I ever had actual pain in the middle of the night in my stomach, even though 2 weeks ago I stopped all sugar and all most carbohydrates, except by eating a lot of apples, a lot of green leafy vegetables.
So where are you experiencing, where is the Crohn's active for you?
Around the ileum, I think.
Around the ileum, okay.
And some other places, too, but primarily the ileum.
Okay. And are you getting a lot of bleeding?
I've never gotten any bleeding.
Okay. Not even like black stools or tarry stools?
No.
Okay.
Nothing like that.
Okay. So there's a good chance that the results from those tests will be effective for you. But you'll have to see somebody who can, you know, interpret those tests and guide you through the process.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate your help.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Robert. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. We're taking your calls, and right now the phone lines are open. 206-421-5757. We are headed to Arkansas. Yes, for a phone call. Damon is on the line. Hello, Damon.
Hello, Damon.
Hi. Hi.
Hello there. How can we help? We sure can.
Yes. I used to live in the Pacific Northwest and was used to using some of the resources up there, and you guys are a great wealth of information. But I need to get an eye exam. I'm 69, and my eyes have changed a little bit, and I just don't want to go to the local, you know, big shopping center store where they have
Walmart.
An optometrist. I want to go to somebody that's a little, I don't know the right words to say it without being offensive, but somebody more like your specialist that you have there today to get a better exam, because I'm at the age where it would probably be beneficial.
Okay, let me tell you this. If you go to Dr. Michael Gilbert's office, you'll be spoiled for the rest of your life. You will never go anywhere else ever again.
Come visit us.
Yes.
You have to go to see.
It's the best.
It really is.
Yes. Even from Arkansas, you know, make a visit up here and then, okay, but I know what he means because, you know, when you have the kids needing the glasses or I need the readers, you know, it's fine to go to a quick place to get your eyes checked. But as we get older, we want to know more about all the things. So what type of a doctor should he be looking for?
So an ophthalmologist is a medical doctor who has the highest level of training in eye care. And I think it costs you not a nickel more to go to an ophthalmologist than it does to any other provider. I had a patient yesterday who came in and had been to Costco. Mm-hmm. She has glaucoma. She has cataracts. And the doctor at Costco said, well, I think you could be blind in 5 years.
Hmm. Oh, that's
and
encouraging.
And I said, with the severity of your eye conditions, why are you going to Costco for your eye care?
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And I said, do you think that the top of the class went to Costco? Probably not.
No.
So Arkansas, I believe, has a state ophthalmology society. You could go to the ophthalmology or, let's see, Arkansas.
Yeah, are you close to like
ophthalmology society, and they probably have the ability to find ophthalmologists close to you. The American Academy of Ophthalmology also has that service.
Yeah, and I heard in the background there somebody say, "Where am I located?" Yeah, I'm near Fort Smith, which
you're in Fort Smith. Larger okay. Uh-huh. I used to live in Branson, Missouri, so I'm very familiar with your area. Love it. Beautiful.
Okay. Right. Well, I think that's what I needed to know. I appreciate the help.
I wish I knew someone there. I don't. I'm not. I don't. Don't have much knowledge of the community in Arkansas.
It's interesting that you mentioned it doesn't cost a nickel more.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, as you know, insurance uses codes, Medicare uses codes, and they get to use the exact same codes.
Yeah.
Is the exam the same? I'll, you know, let you be the judge, but. Mm-hmm.
Is the experience
exact same?
Same
codes.
Well, no. Yeah.
Exact same codes, mm-hmm. exact same charges.
There you go. Yeah, and I'm actually Googling it up right now, and it looks like there are several. Just make sure you put in ophthalmologist, not just optometrist or optician.
MD.
MD, yep. Mm-hmm. And I see several in your area, and that might be a good place to go starting to look and look at some reviews. And, hopefully you'll get your eyes all taken care of there.
Or drop in and see us.
There you go.
It's an easy flight.
He has roots here.
That's right.
Right.
Or something here.
Come visit the family and stop in and see us.
There you go.
All right. Is that helpful for you, Damon? Okay. I think so. All right. We are waiting for our next call, 206-421-5757. We can talk about eyes. We can talk about gut health. In fact, why don't you give us a little tease, Dr. Pentland, about the IV therapies that we have going on at Longevity?
I can say a little bit about...
And then we'll catch up after the break.
Sure. Oh, just a little tease.
Yeah, a little tease here, and then we'll talk more about it after the break.
It's called NAD.
NAD.
Yeah. Yeah, we're expanding our IV services.
Mm. Okay.
It's a long-awaited NAD IV nutrient infusion.
Mm.
It's great for cardiovascular, neurologic, and metabolic conditions.
And, like, who wouldn't want all those stronger and feeling better, right?
Even weight loss, it's good for that, too.
Oh, okay. We got to talk about this. Oh, what? Dr. Gilbert. He does not
I said the magic word.
That's right. Yeah, the girls are going, oh. Yeah.
Why didn't you tell us before?
No. Now we are.
Weight loss.
Whoa. Okay, we are going to be back with Dr. Pentland talking about weight loss, things that are good for you, IV therapies.
Here we go.
Yes,
that's
and your questions.
What I want. Plug me into the IV and watch the pounds
just
roll
me
away.
Melt off.
What was it somebody said on social media? If only I could drop off my body to the gym and pick it up when it's ready.
Soon. I hope that's the case. 206.
I'll sign up for that membership.
421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. With your questions, this is Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, and this is Leading Edge Medicine. We have the doctors in the house, Dr. Pentland, Dr. Umat, and Dr. Gilbert, talking about
morning.
The eyes and taking your calls. And right now, we want to talk about IV therapies. And some of we've got a bunch of them, why IV therapy and why it's good for you, and what are some advantages.
Yeah,
let's talk about that.
What does it mean, Dr. Pentland?
Yes.
IV nutrient therapy is basically you're getting nutrition directly into the bloodstream, so it's available to the cells immediately without going through the GI system first.
Right.
Better availability, direct effect.
Yeah, you know, sports athletes use them. A lot of people in that are very active will use it. And sometimes people just use it just because. So, you know, I've seen social media posts of family sitting in their living room and inviting other members. And I mean, that's something that's a little far-fetched.
Now, we don't do house calls.
Having said that, there is place for treatment in the home if you're older, if you're sick and you can't get out. And there are IV clinics that are mobile. Mm. But this is completely different than having a IV party, okay? So just to distinguish that, and we do not do the mobile version of it. So for us, all of our patients do come into the clinic, and then they will see Dr. Pentland, mm-hmm. and then he will discuss with them the different types of therapies we offer. Now there's more than one. We started first with Myers.
Right. We've been doing the Myers for quite a while now, pretty comfortable with it for energy, mental clarity, immune support. If you're traveling, if you're just getting over an illness, we had a patient had a food reaction, had mm-hmm. food poisoning, recovering from that, and she felt really bad. We gave her an IV, 100% turnaround, like, you know, rehydration,
right,
some vitamins.
Right. You know, people go to Vegas, they have these in the hotels.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They keep you in, they keep gambling, keep spending your money. We'll hydrate you and give you your nutrients. Just give us your money.
But now we're doing NAD. We're adding NAD to the mix. In addition to the Myers, you can also get NAD. What is NAD? NAD is a form of vitamin B3, which is niacin. NAD stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, which most people don't want to say. So we just say NAD. But it's a coenzyme for energy production in the cells. We call it the energy currency of the cells, required for cellular life on all levels. And not surprisingly, NAD diminishes greatly as we get older. By age 50, we have less than 40% we did at age 20. By age 80, it can be down to up to 98% of what it was originally. So it's often associated with lower levels of cardiovascular disease, neurologic disease. People with these pathologies have significantly lower levels of NAD than people without those pathologies of the same age.
So the NAD is important for many cellular functions. It provides energy at the cell level. Its level decreases as we all get older, and replacing it orally doesn't always get it to where it needs to go. Mm-hmm. Therefore, an IV route of administration is considered viable and a better option. And we start slow and increase the dose. It is a longer process than the Myers cocktail. And so depending upon what else is going on and how much we are using, you have to plan to be there for about an hour. Mm-hmm. And we'll start slow and we'll keep increasing the dose based on what we're trying to accomplish for you. So ideally, you want to at least think of three treatments. You can space them out weekly or maybe monthly. That'll depend upon what we are trying to achieve. But all of these questions will be answered in a one-on-one consult with Dr. Pentland.
Now, before the break, we talked about weight loss. That
was
So the idea about NAD helping with weight loss, it helps improve mitochondrial function. So mitochondria, the energy production for the cell, it actually reverses mitochondrial dysfunction, improves insulin sensitivity. Mm. So it does this by increasing release of adiponectin. What is adiponectin? It's a hormone that's released by the fat tissue that has to do with insulin sensitivity and anti-inflammatory effects.
Right. Mm. And so, you know, I'm not suggesting that if you start this IV drip, you'll suddenly lose weight.
What?
But it's a good addition to your weight loss effort.
Oh, yeah. Good. Okay.
I mean, and as is IV nutrients, right? Because when you are on a weight loss journey, whatever your journey is, you may be losing more nutrients than you're getting in. And sometimes it's because of the effect of the medication. Sometimes you're just not getting enough nutrients in your system. And so to replenish, and then that makes you tired, right? And when you're tired and you're also not getting the nutrients, you are now susceptible to illnesses as well. Mm-hmm. So to protect yourself from that, you can think about boosting your energy, plus also maybe helping your metabolism so that your weight loss journey is more successful. Now, when we do our weight management program in our clinic, we offer the semaglutide therapy. We do a one-on-one consultation, and we are hand-holding, and it is available to anybody listening in, as well as to our longevity patients. And here, too, we can combine therapies for you based on what you're experiencing. But there are additional nutrients and actually advice that we give to patients who are on the weight loss journey about protein intake, about how to prevent GI side effects, which are very common with the semaglutides. So we prepare you for that and prevent that by adequate use of nutrients like milk thistle, artichoke extract, dandelion extract. They help with the GI system and the liver so that you don't get congestion and blockage and problems. So a lot of thought has gone into what can be done to help you on your personal journey, whether it is related to weight. We all have issues, right? And sometimes one is more important than others. If you're dealing with heart issue, then there's another path you have to take. But if it's a weight journey or a journey to finding your way back to optimal living, optimal health, preventing the chronic diseases that impact on your ability to enjoy your life, then there is a lot that we can do today to help that joy, bring that joy back in your life, because we address many, many markers that can implicate on aging that are considered part of normal aging. You don't have to give up being able to jump out of bed, run to the store, or, you know, take a weekend off and not think about, oh, I need to do this, I can't do that. So be more spontaneous like you were in your youthful days. And so bring that spontaneity, that love, that passion, that joy for living back by doing these things that can add little to the pot and make it a whole so that you are doing your best that you can be. So it's all about being the best you can be at any age, and we can address it from many aspects. So you have to think about, okay, what is bothering me most today, and come and ask us the questions, and we can start the journey there. And then we take you down that road, and then if other things come up along the way, then we address them as they come along. But it's usually not just one thing, right? There are multiple things, and sometimes you're lost and you go, I don't even know where to start.
Yes.
It seems like I'm just getting older, and this is all part of normal aging. The doc says it's all normal,
it's no
but yet I'm
normal.
Not thinking as fast. I'm gaining mm-hmm. more weight. I can't lift the weights. I eat the same, but yet there's no joy in life. And so herein, you know, the declination of hormones, the nutrient deficiencies, the loss of muscle mass, the increase in body fat, the bone thinning, all of these are contributing to what you're feeling, and we can help slow that process down for you. And you just have to take the first step and come and see us.
Absolutely. Wow. I'm ready to come see you, and I already see you. That's what a pep talk. And you know what? That's what we why we offer the free health analysis, the free health analysis, so that you can come in and we can meet you. You have a couple of blood tests, a blood test and an in-body test, and the doctor will talk with you about what you could be at risk for. We offer a blood panel. That's the big test that gives you all the information. Just under $600 for that. Still doing that because we can do that in our labs here at Longevity. And the doctors will get so much information. And you will too, about 70 pages of details. It's 70 pages, not just one page like you get at the regular primary doctor. You will get 70 pages and an hour with the doctor to explain all of those things that are going on in your body or could potentially be at risk for you. Brain shrinkage, Alzheimer's, cancer, joint degeneration, heart disease, all of those things we don't want to talk about as we are aging. But there's something that you can do about that to get stronger and leaner, faster, smarter,
sexier.
Oh, yeah. And happier. Call us and make that appointment today for your health analysis at Longevity. 866-86-YOUNG. That number is 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go online to lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. All right, back with your questions. Here is that number. Phone lines are open for you right now with three doctors waiting to jump on it. Will it be about your gut, your eyes, or other age-related symptoms and diagnoses that you've been dealing with? Here is that number for the radio show right now. We are live, 206-421-5757. We'll be right back. Stay right there. The words, let's sing along. 9 to 5. I think it was Dr. Mixon that would sing along to that. And you know, Dr. Mixon and Dolly Parton, not the same visual there. No.
No.
Aww,
yeah.
I love Dolly. I'm such a fan. I just love her. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine with some fun music in there too for you on a Saturday morning. I'm Lynette, Dr. Umat here, Dr. Pentland, and Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute. We're taking your calls right now, headed to Bellevue. Don is on the line. Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi. Hello.
What can we do for you?
Hello, Don. How can we help?
I've got a question about NAD+. And I'm wondering if taking NAD plus is seen as promoting cancer.
Promoting cancer or treating cancer?
Yes, suppressing or promoting. I've read both things, and I'm just wondering what your folks' view on that is. Mm.
So you're saying if somebody has a cancer diagnosis, will NAD make it worse? Is that the question?
That's
worse,
part of it.
Or suppress?
If cancer, will it? Will it cause? Yes.
Will it cause cancer? Well,
NAD plus already exists in the body. We're just adding more of it. I haven't read anything that suggests that it causes cancer.
Okay. How about suppressing it? Have you seen anything that makes it?
Well, as far as treating cancer, you know, first and foremost, I would defer to an oncologist. There are a lot of IV clinics that do cancer treatments with IVs. LMC is not one of those. So I would defer to an oncologist in that case.
Okay.
So you don't see cancer as a concern in considering whether or not to take NAD+.
It depends on if you have a diagnosis or not. You know, that might – if you have a diagnosis, that's – we obviously the situation would be different, and we would, you know, take that in consideration with whatever your oncologist is recommending.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between NAD and NAD plus?
NAD is short for NAD plus. The plus is implied. Yeah.
And is IV route better than oral route?
Yeah. The NAD IV is going to be more direct, more effective, generally faster. It's absorbed you know, almost immediately by most of the cells. Whereas, you know, with something like niacin or even NMN, which is a NAD activator, that the effects are not as direct and not as sort of potent.
And Don, remember with the oral version too, you know, we are depending on the label carrying or the drug being carrying what the label says it carries. We don't really know because there is no really oversight on it. And then if it does carry that, are you actually going to absorb it and is it going to get to where it needs to go? And so those are a lot of ifs that you don't have if you use the IV route of administration.
I see.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. No, thank you for your call. And again, just to review real quick, NAD therapy is basically vitamin therapy that you already have in your body. And you know, we're just replacing what is depleted. And that's all we're trying to do. So we're not trying to treat cancers or nor, you know, cause any problems. So the therapy has been found to be beneficial for people that have a deficiency, that may have some cardiac issues, that may have some neurological issues, that may have some memory issues. And so for those people that are not getting all of those nutrients, they may want to think about it. So we are here to kind of help advise about it, give you more information. And then if you're interested, you can pursue the treatment therapy through our clinics.
What do you think, Don?
I think he's gone.
Okay. All right. Hopefully we got enough information there for him. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to Linwood now, and Mike is waiting on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody. I have a question for Dr. Gilbert about my eyes.
Go.
And my first question, I just have two. My first question was, I apparently have dry eye. I was asked many times, and I knew I didn't because my eyes watered so much. So I said, no, I don't have dry eye. Then I realized that's what it was. Is there a cure for that?
There can be. It really depends on the reason for the dryness, Mike. And the most common reason, so you're exactly right, the most common reason for excess tearing is the body is responding to the absence of the underlying protective comfort level layer of tears. So the primary tear system is the meibomian gland system, and that system releases the comfort tears when, but only when you blink. And if you're not releasing enough tears as you did 20, 30 years ago, then the eye can become dry. And that may just be situational. For instance, reading, computer, television, driving, or when you step outdoors, it may just be in those situations. But if it's more general all of the time, it has implications of what may be going on with that underlying tear system. Really, the first step is to figure out if that gland system is working for you. Sometimes some of the glands can just get blocked and just need to be cleared up and reopened. Sometimes you've lost some of those glands, and we can't bring back the dead ones, but there are ways that we can recover the glands that are still present but inactive. So it really depends on what's causing the underlying dry eyes. That's the most common reason. And so tell me, when do you notice it, and in what situations?
I notice it pretty frequently when I wake up in the morning.
Okay.
And then I dry the water out. And then I know about staring at things. I'm an accountant, so I'm in front of a computer a lot.
Yeah.
But mostly the morning's the biggest time.
So two things. One is, if you wake up with it, the most common reason for that is, and that's something that we can tell in an exam, there are particular exam techniques where we can actually see damage to a particular area of the eye that reveals the likely cause as sleeping with your eyes slightly open.
Oh.
Because when you wake up, there's no reason for the eye to be dry unless you slept with part of the night with your eyes gapped open. And there are a couple of simple ways, and one of the ways that you can treat that is you can get some ophthalmic ointment, and you put in just the tiniest dot of that ophthalmic ointment just before you hit the pillow. And then in the morning, if it's effective, then what it's then that ointment will last all night. A drop, artificial tears, gels, any water-based product won't work because it's not going to last all night. So you have to use an ointment, or there is a specialized sleep mask that that creates a moisture chamber around the eye to protect it. Now, you mentioned being an accountant and doing a lot of screen time, and you're quite right. Part of the problem with that is working on screens, we blink less. Normal blink rate, each blink releasing dozens of micropulses of the protective layer of the tears. Each that normal blink rate is 20 times a minute, but on the computer it goes as low as 2.
Oh, wow.
So we tend to, 90% decrease in the frequency of blinking that releases those protective tears. The short-term problem, the problem for today is if you're not blinking, you're not refreshing that tear layer, the eye dries out, which in some people leads to fluctuation in vision, fluctuation in comfort, redness, and oftentimes tearing. Okay?
So
is it all you have to do is blink? Well, if you've been doing this this accountant gig on the computer long enough, by not blinking day after day after month after year, those glands, so the gland system lives and dies by the old adage, if you don't use it,
you lose it.
And so we may have to, there are some technologies that we can use to recover those glands that you still have, but there is a problem with glands that are permanently gone.
Yeah. And you know what? Mike, hang on the line. We're going to talk more about that. Because Dr. Umat and myself have both gone to Dr. Gilbert about this.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. There we go. All right. We will be back in just a minute or two. Stay right there. This is Leading Edge Medicine. And if you've got a question for the doctors today, here's that number. We are live. 206-421-5757. We'll be right back.